English is for sure the common language at Cork's English market, but here it has as many accents as the spices you can buy over there at the spice shop.
Inside the English market, you can make Turkish food, Italian food, Arabic food, African food. There are two authentic.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, I like it.
The weather is awful. It's a bit of a challenge. I mean, I come from the tropics.
What about the food?
The food is a bit of a challenge as well.
31-year-old student Alfred Sakili is looking for food from his hometown of Lusaka, Zambia.
And when I came here the first year, pretty much I was eating pizzas and, you know, takeaway and all the rest of it. But a friend of mine from Zambia came in, and fortunately he had some cousins around, and they had been around for quite a while, so they knew where to, you know, acquire the sort of foods, you know, we eat. But you still have the problem in that, you know, they don't come that often. So whenever you buy, you try to buy in bulk, and if you miss it, you miss it. So like today, you know, I've missed it, so I'm just buying some place.
And you mean another Zambian has been here today before you?
Yep. So, yeah.
What did they take?
They just grabbed everything off. You know, the pounded maize, and we have different types of mangoes. I mean, the sort of mangoes you get here are usually from the South America. Awful. It tastes absolutely bad.
Chances are you know who he was.
Yes.
Can you go to his house and get the food?
Oh, yes, I can. I mean, I usually go there, yeah. But the way he prepares it isn't as well as, you know, they would prepare it at home. But, you know, I guess I do the same, so.
We don't really like too much fried cooked, like chips and burgers, this thing. We like to have like a salad in every meal, maybe fruit afterwards, and two or three different main courses.
I walk to the next door kebab shop and speak with the manager, Evran, from Istanbul.
We don't really like going out eating takeaways, and this is not really, our culture is like sit down and eating proper food.
When he first opened his shop at the market 5 years ago, it was a traditional Irish cafe serving stew and toasted sandwiches. But it wasn't a hit until he switched to Turkish food.
There was not a proper kebab place in here, only abracababra they were doing, but they were nothing, they're really real kebabs. So
the only other competition you had was a place called Abra Kebabka?
Yeah, it's a big Irish company. They're run by Irish people, and mostly their workers are Chinese.
Who is your mainstay in terms of clientele? Irish people or immigrants?
No, at the moment I can say maybe 40% of the market is Eastern European people, Polish people, Lithuanian, Latvian, Estonian, because these foods are very famous in their country. Kebabs and Mediterranean style foods. The other 35% Irish, but the rest of them, the Arabic people and the African people. But in Cork, it's like a bit more cosmopolitan atmosphere. There's lots of foreign people that live here, and people are now get used to live with the foreign people.
Have you experienced racism here, you know, with people coming in and saying things to you?
Well, I had experienced being like a racist abuse in the past, but you can't blame just for few people's mistakes the whole nation. For me, the Irish people are really easygoing, but after drink, you know, some of them can get nasty.
Well, the Irish haven't had a big experience with immigration. They were immigrants themselves who went outside to work.
What's funny for me too is like, there is overall, what I know is there's around 50 million Irish people all around the world. Irish are the biggest immigrants in the world, and there is more than 40 million Irish people that live elsewhere in the world, like in America, Australia, England. They are the biggest immigrants in the world, biggest immigrant in the world, and they are making racist abuse to you. This is really not fair. That's what I think personally. I can tell you that there are more Irish lives in Turkey than Turks in Ireland. Yeah, there are lots of Irish people who lives in Turkey. They work there, and we have a similar foods. That's what they are doing, like Irish stew. We have almost the same what we are doing. We call them like Orman kebab. Uh-huh. It's almost the same thing what we are doing. There's a vegetables combination with lamb and tomatoes and with the sauces, so which is almost the same. But we have a huge cuisine that is offer you lots of different vegetable foods with something with the meat and fish. Yeah, so Turkish kitchen is huge. I mean, if you compare with the Irish ones.
Don't cut. Sharp knife.
Evran's cook, fellow who makes the kebabs, is Chinese.
And where are you from?
Do you know Dalian?
Dalian?
Yeah.
On the north coast.
North in China.
Yeah, big industrial town, Dalian.
Yeah.
What's your name?
My name is Paul.
But your Chinese name is?
Chuyi.
Chuyi, yes. Where can you get good Chinese food?
You can buy anything in the market. sometimes I buy something cook at home.
What's your favorite Irish food?
Ham and cheese sandwiches.
You like ham and cheese sandwiches?
Yes, yes.
A Polish customer wanders into the kebab shop with his wife and child.
And how long have you lived in Ireland?
Oh, that's not me right now, over 5 years.
Was it your first time eating Turkish food?
In Poland, actually, we have planted turkeys, actually, well, from Middle East countries, food places like that, you know? So actually, we kind of knew it, that food was still served here already, you know?
Your wife, was it?
I speak Polish, not very well.
If you want to make Polish food at home, can you find the ingredients in the market here, in the English market?
Yeah, I can find cabbage, carrot, some meat.
It's very tough to say there's anything similar between food from Eastern Europe and islands, yeah.
What about the cabbage?
Well, cabbage is only one of the ingredients that was used in the kitchens, and most popular food actually does the sausages. Maybe you heard about the sausage in Eastern Europe. You can get thousands of different sausages, you know? There's nothing to meet something like that here, you know?
And this one's that
porkini?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I'll take porkini.
But there is an Irish sausage shop here, O'Flynn's Gourmet Sausage, an old tradition that's found new life in the new multiculturalism.
What kind of sausage are you getting?
I'm getting a South African Boerewors.
Are you South African?
Yes, I am.
Is this the only place you can get South African sausage?
Well, I can get it in O'Donovan's, but I prefer this one anyway.
Oh, really? Why?
I think the blend of spices he puts into his sausage.
Sausage has been in our family for years. Back in 1920, my great-grandfather won the gold medal award with a sausage, and it just always was within us, you know.
You've got a lot of different kinds of sausages here. Can you tell me what they are?
We had such a busy day today, there's not so many left, but we do a European styles, we do our traditional Irish flavours, habanero and green chilli, we do lamb.
Lamb merguez,
yeah. Lamb and rosemary. And we also do our own very own beef and Guinness.
Wow.
Czech spicy, one that I picked up in Prague, in Czech Republic, I should say. We do, these all would be gluten-free as well, meaning 100% meat.
How long have you had this business?
It's going back to family, probably since the 1920s, but we've kind of modernized things in the last 3 or 4 years. You know, our main product would be tripe and drisheen. I don't know if you've heard of it. Black and white puddings, but this is something new I see for the future, you know.
How are the tripe and drisheen sales now? Are they on the decrease?
They're, let's say, saturated. They're after hitting their peak, you know. It will never go any further, you know. They'll probably eventually die.
So this was a labour of love, but it's also a good business decision for you, wasn't it?
Definitely. It has been hard, but it's beginning to pay off. There's light at the end of the tunnel, you know.
Do you think that food could be a way of bringing some of these cultures together?
Oh, definitely, without a doubt. I think I heard on the radio this weekend where we're like the new Ellis Island in New York, you know? Just nearly every nationality in the world, you know?
And the more foreigners come here, the more you get to experiment with different kinds of sausage.
And it's expanding the taste, you know?
Well, Mr. O'Flynn is finding cultural harmony through sausages, there are those whose tastes are not as embracing. In this year's elections, some candidates in Cork ran on strong anti-immigrant platforms. But that kind of politics seems foreign here at the English market. On the way out, I walk past a smiling young man named Patrick selling organic Irish vegetables next to piles of rose-flavored Turkish delight, past a traditional Irish butcher staffed by young Chinese, and a Pakistani man working at an Italian deli. For Dispatches, I'm Hadani Dittmars in Cork's English Market.